Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Aircoy Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
It's time for the Round Table with Round Daddy.
Hey, Round Daddy.
The Round Table with Round Daddy.
Me, James Strebel, Big Daddy.
With your host, James Strebel.
Hey, Round Daddy, James Strebel. Gotcha.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Most people would think last season UK was a good season considering the circumstances. Well, that's the joy of me. I'm not most people. I'm Reality Check Radio.
Oh, boy, it's a Thursday, a beautiful Thursday here in Louisville, live in the Liquor Barn Studios. It is the Roundtable. 437-9680 is the UPS Jobs text line. You can interact with the show there. I'm James Strebel. I'm here today with Anna Tarullo.
Yo, yo, yo.
James Black.
I'm James.
Producing today. A little different setup as normally. This is... you know, a Phil Baker, mm-hmm. a Phil Baker joint on Thursday. But Anna, we'll get into your day yesterday. Anna was out and about. And I'm jealous. She had a great time, I think. We'll talk to her in a minute. But just to set up the show real quick, there was a picture I was sent last night that made my knees buckle. I can't wait to talk about that. Maybe Nolan Smith back in the Yum Center sooner rather than later. We'll dive into that. A big blow to the defense of line as one of the major depth pieces is out for the season, an injury during spring practice. We'll dive into that. We'll have the blitz at 4 o'clock. Ty Spalding and our guy Cam. Well, they're both our guys. I mean, I don't want to slight Ty. Ty and
everyone's
I are buddies. We were texting into the night last night. So Ty, both my guys, Ty Spalding, Cam Drummond, and then James. Andy just texted me. He's in the belly of the IU beast today. He was at Mother Bear's, one of Jack Grossman's favorite stomping grounds. So he asked if we could push back till 5:30 for Andy Sweeney.
Yeah, that's no problem.
Okay, so we'll do that. We'll do 5:30. I'll text him. No problem there. So I'm going to text right now. 5:30 is perfect. Bang. And then we'll be ready to go. Oh, man, he's been off this week. All right. How about that?
Let's go.
All right, we'll do that. We'll dive into with Andy Sweeney and can't wait to talk to him. But Anna Tarullo here today. Hello, Anna. We missed you yesterday, even though we had a great time with Phil. You missed a great Weird Wednesday yesterday.
I heard it was really good. I need to go back and re-listen to it.
Yes.
Was that Phil's first time doing Weird Wednesday?
I think so, yeah. It was his first venture into the string. Now, he's into all this stuff.
I
didn't know. He's mostly into the ancient archaeology aspect.
Okay.
I emailed you and Phil a video today.
You did,
about
okay.
something that I talked about yesterday. So it's a 22 minutes long, but,
okay.
you know, just something, you know, it's not like we're going to check on it and talk about it now, but it's definitely something that you'll be interested in. Phil is right up his alley, so we'll do all that. Then, yeah, Andy Sweeney at 5:30. But, okay, so yesterday, again, Phil was here. I told everyone you were on a sailboat.
It's true.
Kendrick Haskins, I told him.
What did he say?
He's like, Anna Tarullo lives a life that you and I will never live. It's like, that's right, Kendrick.
People think that like, it's probably not that exciting. It's just, you know.
Extravagant,
anytime
exciting.
You're on the water.
Yeah, you were
big.
In Paris. That's where you were on a sailboat
right.
in Paris.
I know. I think, and I tagged like Limestone, something Yacht Club. It's just like down right there by Captain's Quarters. Like,
yeah.
People were liking it on Instagram. I was like, this is not anything too crazy or fancy. guilty of just where we always go. But yeah, so Andrew Bosch here, he races sailboats.
Which I didn't know about Andrew Bosch, by the way. That's really cool.
Isn't that awesome?
He looks like a sailboat guy.
Yeah. He gives the sailboat vibes. It was like a family friend that he's known forever. And so that's the guy who has the boat and they race. And it was so cool. Now, there wasn't enough wind yesterday, so we didn't get to race, but we got to go out on the water.
Right.
And it was a beautiful boat. Just pristine.
It looked cool.
Yeah. So Bill Pregliasco, that was the guy whose boat it was, a fellow Italian.
Shout out Bill.
He was awesome. So we just had some fun. It was just a real quick little ride. And I was just laughing because they're used to, everyone on the boat is usually doing something. And I was just sitting there and I was like, I can't do anything. But help, moral support.
With a drink in hand. And like, exactly, I'm here to support everybody. Yeah, like, whatever y'all want to do.
Let me know who needs a refill. That was me.
Exactly. The gopher.
It was exactly. It was so fun though. It was just gorgeous. And it's such a cool community. I mean, to go do that every week, the same people.
Yeah.
And they're all like talking trash back and forth.
That's
on their
cool.
walkie-talkie. So it was awesome. I would love to try to go again sometime where we can race. But hey.
Well, how fun, because we were talking on Tuesday when you're here about being on the water and how you want to be on the water.
Yes.
And then serendipity steps in, and next thing you know, you're out there.
Boom.
Sailing.
I was out there.
Now, I've only been to, surprise, surprise, I've only been to Captain's Quarters a handful of times.
Really? See, that is like my family stomping ground.
Was it?
Because my grandfather, he had a boat at that marina forever, houseboat.
Yeah.
And so we would always go there. I mean, grew up going there. My cousin worked there for a while. So, of course, we got off the boat and we were over at Captain's Quarters forever. It is just a great summertime hang.
It is, really. And they used to do, like, I know, I'm sure it still is, but I know Sunday nights used to be really
big
out there, and they'd have, like, live music.
Yeah, they had live music
or DJ.
Yeah. It was so cool.
And last time I was there, now, I didn't go out actually onto the water on the boat, but I spent the night on a houseboat there last time.
How
I was there.
Cool.
This is years and years ago, though.
Did you know who it was? He's landed on this boat?
It's kind of, yeah. I saw that's the night I saw Brian Brom. So everyone else, yeah. So we're sitting there eating in the restaurant. We're eating in the restaurant, and like everyone in that restaurant is like dressed like pretty nice, you know? I mean, not like shirt and tie and blazer, but you know, you there's like an unspoken dress code.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, for Captain's Quarters in the restaurant. So, you know, we have polos on, and we're looking nice and everything. And then Brian Brom walks in like basketball shorts, flip flops, and like a gray UofL t-shirt. This was like right after he was drafted.
Oh wow!
In the NFL, so he had just gotten that NFL check.
Mm-hmm.
And my man Brian was having a good time. That's all I'll say.
Good for him, man.
That is all I will say.
Well, you're a snitch, but good for him.
Sunday brunch. I used to go there all the time.
Oh yeah.
Sunday brunch.
Yeah, it's nice. They have like about 18 bars there too. They have about three or four outside and inside. There's a little cove, a little bar there too, but it was just lovely. It was beautiful last night, and that's just my spot. I just love being on the water.
Now you have an in.
I got the connect.
Do you have the connection? Yeah. So I'm sure you'll be out there more often this summer while you're in town doing the show. But glad you're back today.
You too.
Yeah, very glad you're back today. 437-9680. There's already a text coming in. So at Captain's Quarters, there used to be a turkey across the creek that I would chase.
That's a beautiful story. Thank you for sharing.
Is that a
that.
Wild turkey? I mean, what are we like? We dream.
Sounds like a great memory.
Yes.
I'm happy for you.
Texture. Anna was really on the boat to shoot a commercial for Prestige Worldwide.
Yeah, what's that?
It's on. Have you ever seen the movie Step Brothers?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know the part of the movie where they're all at like a birthday dinner.
Yeah.
And they show the video of boats and blanks.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so the entertainment company that Dale and Brendan were trying to put together was called Prestige Worldwide.
Is that where they do? Would they go to the Catalina Wine Mixer?
Yes,
is
that movie. Okay. Yeah. So their company that they're trying to get their dad and stepdad to invest in as they wreck his sailboat is called Prestige Worldwide.
That's exactly what I was doing. Y'all caught me.
I caught you. Prestige Worldwide. Let's see. Texters. The Bojangles Athletic Coast Conference. Oh, we'll get to that.
Bojangles. Yes.
So the Big 12 is essentially selling the rights to their name.
I saw that. I saw Myron Metcalf had a funny tweet. He was like, now that's what I call music Big 12 or something.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll have some fun with that at 3:30. But 437-9680, again, text already coming on the line. So last night, as I was telling you off the air, I'll catch everybody up. I did my first night swim of the summer. I enjoy going out there when about 8:30-ish. I mean, it's a little chilly, but once you get in the water, it feels fine.
Yeah, that's the problem. Once you get in, you don't want to get out.
You don't want to get out because you know it's going to be cold. So I usually go in like 8:30 while the sun's setting, and I like, you know, I put my little Bluetooth floating speaker in the pool, and I listen to music and drink a few drinks and have a good time. And so I get out, and I'm drying off on the deck, and I get this picture sent to me, Anna, by an unnamed source. I won't. But the picture's on Twitter now, so it's out there for everybody to see.
I have no idea what this picture is.
Okay, it's fantastic. Okay, you'll love this. So, my man Steve Rummage.
Okay,
who you know,
yeah.
Steve, great guy. We love Steve. Newly minted assistant coach at Holy Cross High School. He was out at a 25th anniversary event last night at Chewy's, the restaurant Chewy's. Have you ever been to Chewy's?
Yes,
I love
great
Chewy's.
Tortilla soup.
Yes.
I must say.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I've never had the tortilla.
They have that
soup.
Good dip too. What is it like some kind of ranch, like jalapeno
yes.
ranch?
Yes, it's
so
fantastic.
Good.
Their white queso is very good. You mentioned soup. Kellen is like obsessed with soup.
Is he?
Yeah, he loves soup.
It's a smart man.
It's weird. He's 12 years old, and like every place we go, what kind of soup do you have on special?
What's the soup of the day?
Like, we were at a pizza. Have you ever been to Cole's Pizza?
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah, we were at Cole's Pizza Sunday celebrating his baseball team's Kentucky State Championship.
Yeah.
And he was like, pizza. It's pizza. It's like pizza stuff, right? And he's like, oh, I want the broccoli soup. And I'm like, you're weird.
Who are you?
He's sitting there like chowing down. This is the best soup I've ever had.
It's going through a phase.
So, yeah, I guess we're going to have to go to Chewy's and have him eat
tortilla
soup. So, anyway, 25th wedding anniversary at Chewy's.
Okay.
And so Rummage Steve is in a picture with what it was a friend of his, Jeremy Wallman, who is, you know, very he's big on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
And so the people at the dinner, though, is what caught my eye.
I have no idea where this is going, but I'm ready.
Are you ready for this?
I'm buckled up. I'm ready.
Meeting of the minds. Got a little Rummage. Got a little Jeremy Wallman. And over there to the right, I see Nolan Smith. Out to dinner.
No,
N. Dottie Smith himself. He's still in town.
You think he came there right after dropping some clothes off at Goodwill?
And Phil Baker's trying to buy. Yes, and he's trying to. Phil Baker's still.
So did Rummage? Was Rummage aware that he was there?
Yeah, I'm sure he was. Yeah, they're going. Yeah, he's in the.
In the picture with them.
Rummage. They were together.
Oh, I thought he was just like in the corner. I thought you were doing investigative journalism.
Nolan Smith was a part of the dinner party.
Oh, okay.
I'm
pretty sure Rummage.
I'll show.
Would know.
Oh no, Rummage. Rummage knew for sure. Hold on, let me.
They were
see.
Only sharing a meal.
Let's see.
The right message, Streeble.
Oh, okay. Which one am I supposed to read?
Don't read the last one from Phil.
Okay, I'm not.
Don't
I'm not.
Read
I'm,
it.
Not, I'm, not, I'm, not I'm not. I'm not. I'm not. I'm not reading it. I'm leaving it alone.
Oh boy.
All right. So I'm going to show you the picture.
Okay.
Here they are, Anna. And you'll see Nolan Smith. You see Rummage there. He's got like a shirt that I very much like. It's like a Hawaiian shirt.
Oh, heck yeah,
yeah, he's looking
dude.
Summery.
Wow.
You see there he is.
Look at that.
Nolan Smith.
Right there.
Yes.
Right in the back.
Yes.
Big old smile on his
big
face.
Big old smile on his face. And then to the very, this is this tall, very tall gentleman here. That's Terrence Farley.
Okay.
Who used to play for U of L. So, yeah. So it warmed my heart. I was stunned by it.
Yeah.
It made me happy to see Rummage breaking bread with Nolan Smith.
Can you believe it?
Yes. And so that picture hit me last night. And so I'm sending it everywhere. We're talking about it. Phil Baker's also, he went deep in his photo Rolodex on his iPhone. Was sharing some absolute gems of Lachlan McClain. I mean, just absolute Lachlan McClain.
I want to be in that group chat. I want to be in that one.
Of him and his
like
cast.
Running.
Oh, yeah. Him and his cast, his foot up on a chair at a computer. just bangers of Lachlan McClain.
You got to love it.
Him under the influence.
I don't believe it.
Guy Fieri's. James was privy to all this last night. James and Phil and I were texting deep into the night.
I love a good group chat.
Oh, we were having
a little roast fest.
Oh, we were having
now
a blast.
Now, is Lachlan aware that these pictures were being sent?
No. I didn't put them. I didn't
He's
make them public.
They're out there, though.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, he
Sometimes
knows they're out there.
Fun, though, to just be roasting.
Oh, yeah. It was more of an appreciation of Lachlan than a roast of Lachlan, because
right.
We love Lachlan around here. He's a hero that we all miss. But so we were
that
doing
was a
that.
Lot.
We were doing that. Oh, Sofro was part of all this, too. I can't leave out Sofro. He was Sorry, Justin. I meant to say your name. I didn't.
Justin, this from a slice of gabagool.
Sofro.
Yes, there we go. So he was a part of this as well. Okay, so that was fun. So I was.
You were having a blast.
While you were deep into the night.
Yes.
You know, socializing.
Yeah.
Moving and shaking.
Getting on the touch tunes, man.
Exactly. I saw you watching the sunset over the Ohio River and all that. I'm on a deck sharing pictures of Lachlan McClain.
To each their own.
Two very different.
You can find beauty anywhere.
That's right. You can find beauty anywhere. You saw the beauty of a sunset. I saw the beauty of Lachlan McClain in a cast.
To clarify, Anna saw beauty.
Yes, Anna saw beauty. I don't know what I saw.
Saw Lachlan.
I've seen all kinds of spectrum.
I've seen all kinds of things last night.
I love it.
I've seen all kinds of things.
I love that that's how you spend your night. You're like, had a great night.
Yeah, that's how I spent my night.
In
a group chat with the boys, listening to some tunes, enjoying some beverages, and looking at pictures.
Yeah.
Now, this all ties together as well. As you know, I try to tie things together. Mm-hmm. That's my thing, okay? So I bring up Nolan Smith at the beginning of the show and that awesome picture, still doing his thing. Now, there's news about Nolan Smith, okay? All right, so here's the news. This is from Hitman Hoops. News. Memphis is eyeing former Louisville assistant Nolan Smith for one of its open assistant spots per multiple sources. The two parties have been in discussions for a few weeks. Nothing is official yet. As a former player, Smith won a national championship at Duke in 2010. He played in the NBA for four seasons. And after his playing career, he coached at Duke for six seasons and Louisville for two seasons. So this is relevant for a number of reasons. Obviously, Nolan Smith's his ties to Louisville, being an assistant in the two worst seasons in the history of the school, and Louisville is actively working on Anna getting a home and home series
with Memphis. No way.
Yes, we played that sound. Brian Coleman, who's an assistant at U of L, we played that sound yesterday of him talking about, you know, trying to get Memphis back on the schedule. That's an old time, you know, rivalry
yeah,
between those.
Used to be Memphis State, right? Conference USA.
Conference USA. Now, were they?
It goes back older too.
The Metro.
Yes, the Metro.
Metro Conference, and that's back in the '90s when I really started watching college basketball. That was the conference that Louisville was in. And then football, they were independent.
Right.
Because the Metro...
People used to do that.
Exactly. The Metro Conference didn't have a football conference. It was just basketball, I believe. There may have been more, but I just... Again, this is in the early 90s when I was like 10 years old.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just remember...
You're clued in. You're plugged in.
Exactly. I just remember Metro on the court. And then they moved when Conference USA opened up.
Yeah.
Memphis, along with Louisville, Cincinnati, and I think a few others from the Metro bounced to the CUSA.
Yeah.
And so now, Anna, we have a situation to where, I don't know if you saw it yesterday, but Ole Miss is slated to play at the Yum Center.
This season,
the ACC-SEC Challenge.
I need to go back and look. And Kentucky has Clemson,
They're going to Clemson.
Bro.
To Little John Arena. Again, who cares?
Are you serious?
Yes, Brad Brownell's, you know, police sketch face. He looks like a serial killer has been sketched by the police.
It's an amateur sketch.
Where's
Arkansas going? Who are they playing?
Arkansas is playing, I can't remember. They're playing Miami. So Cal gets Miami two seasons in a row.
Yeah.
And it's at Miami this time.
Man, there would have been some great opportunities there to do something with Kentucky with, I'd say, North Carolina Duke. That would be so fun. And then, God, why wouldn't you schedule Cal with Louisville?
That was the hope. The hope
that
was.
That would be so good.
To bring Kenny Payne back.
Yeah.
But, I mean, as consolation, and we led the show this yesterday, and then I'll get back to the Nolan Smith stuff. I mean, a lot of Louisville fans were vocal about wanting Chris Beard. At Louisville. And so now Chris Beard versus Pat Kelsey is all kinds of interesting.
Dredge up that coaching search.
Exactly.
Opinions and feelings.
So, I mean, if PK beats Chris Beard, then those that were like, no, Chris Beard are validated in their thinking. But if Chris Beard wins.
Oh, just stir up all of that narrative. That's going to be miserable.
The following, that post-game show, that following Monday on the radio here, starting with Drew Diener at 7 a.m. with Mark Blankenbaker, who is a big Chris Beard advocate, that's going to be a big topic.
Man,
either
can
way,
you
win or
imagine?
Lose.
Mark Blankenbaker and Justin Sofro.
Yes, yes. Now, James, did Blank have any thoughts about all this morning on the Diener Show?
Yes, he had thoughts, plenty of them. And, I probably should have cut it.
That's okay.
Other stuff going on, but yeah. And he basically said the same thing.
Yeah.
Got to win that game.
You got to win.
I just can only imagine what it would be like in here if Chris Beard comes in there and wins. You're never going to hear the end of that.
I'm still one of those ones that would rather play Ole Miss than Arkansas. You know,
really?
I don't like Calipari. Their team is better on paper. You know, Flynn and all them. I don't want Arkansas.
And he's undefeated against Louisville. Not really, but I mean, essentially.
Basically.
And then the Kenny Payne factor, too. The Kenny Payne taking a victory lap at the Yum Center would have been bad. But this is a second place. I mean, this is a solid second place. Interesting. And then so if you get Pat Kelsey versus Chris Beard, then you get Pat Kelsey versus Penny Hardaway.
Oh, yeah.
With Nolan Smith on the bench.
Man. The Nolan Smith Memorial Tournament.
Exactly.
The Nolan Smith Bowl.
Exactly.
Wow,
and,
dude.
And to be fair, like I'm having fun here, but at the same time, kudos to Pat Kelsey for not shying away from these things.
Right.
I mean, he's scheduling tough. I mean, the Battle for Atlantis was already set up before he got here.
Mm-hmm.
He's facing Tennessee this season at home. He's also, you know, he has no control over who the ACC challenge is. So, I mean, these are teams that Kenny Payne would not have wanted any part of.
Yeah, which is so not the norm, I feel like. It probably feels nice to have take it a little bit more seriously again. Are you surprised that Nolan has hung around and is still here? I feel like he would have been gone sooner.
From my understanding, and I'm trying to tread lightly. I'm not spilling any beans here, but there's like a specific, and there's a specific date that he has that he can officially, you know, be hired by another university.
Okay.
So that from my understanding, that's because he was rumored to have joined the Central Florida staff,
right?
And then that fell apart.
Fell through.
Yeah, he put that rumor out there.
He's the source.
So now this may be more substantial. So you have all these ghosts of coaching search in seasons past bubbling up and facing Pat Kelsey right front and center.
Yeah, yeah. And it's interesting, too. I think it's going to be interesting to see where Nolan lands, because that was a big point of conversation, I feel like, as the Kenny Payne era drew to a close, was where are these guys going to work again? It was so disastrous, that coaching staff.
Right.
You know, I think a lot of people really wondered if they, how much damage did it do to their careers? Because I feel like Nolan Smith was really up and coming. He was a rising star.
It feels like out of the coaches, he was the most damaged, because Danny Manning landed on his feet right away at Colorado. Mm-hmm. Didn't take him long. You know, Kenny Payne had the easy way in with John Calipari. He knew that if he didn't have anything waiting for him in the NBA.
Wait. He had numerous coaches. Numerous
I forgot.
Numerous.
Numerous. Yeah, we played that. Yeah, the Hogs Plus sound last week where he's like,
is that man okay?
He's like, all
they
these.
Know what really happened.
He's like, all these NBA coaches and college coaches were texting me and calling me when he's like, we mutually agreed to part ways. Then he kind of paused and said, well, they parted ways with me. It's like, oh, really,
whatever,
Kenny?
You got to tell yourself. To be able to sleep at night, Kenny.
Yeah.
I love to part ways.
Yeah,
you can tell that's just what he's telling himself, or it wouldn't come
it
out
is.
So easily
the,
that
the
way.
Man doesn't live in reality.
No, dude.
He never lived in reality when he's at Louisville. Uh-huh. He's still living on a plane of existence.
It wasn't his fault.
He was on the right page, Anna. He said he was on the right page.
They were improving.
Yeah, they were improving.
Yeah.
A lot better. And
Caron Davis is still on the team.
He still has it. You know, I got thrown for a loop today. I need to tell both of you this, because I'm following Twitter. And as we all know, a lot of the basketball players are checking into campus. I think Jackson Robinson and Amari Williams showed up here just recently. Mm. They're at UK now. And then Louisville's, you know, they're welcoming their players in as well. And then it says, tweets like, Corinne Johnson is home, and like so he I thought it said Caron Davis.
Yeah, that caught me a little bit
it
a few weeks
guard.
Ago too.
I was like, he's back.
He's still in the stands at the Yum Center. He still has a bucket of popcorn in the stands at the Yum Center.
Johnson's name is pronounced Corn.
Corn Johnson. I apologize to Corn Johnson. Hey, well, it's funny because Orlando Antigua and Caron Davis had the same. They kind of had the same thought. If I just stay around here long enough, they'll eventually
they're gonna think that I'm still on the team.
Eventually they'll just be like, oh, you're here, just, you're fine, just whatever.
Stick around.
Yeah, because Orlando Antigua was working out at the Joe Kraft Center, and
yeah,
just,
I forgot about that.
Oh,
he's
yeah,
like, oh, looks like the fob still works.
He's like, hey, I'm still here.
He's just like on an elliptical.
Yeah, just working out. Hey, Mark, what's going on, Coach?
Stop it.
Is here, so it's like
Caron, everything's normal.
Yeah, Caron Davis and I think Orlando Antigua, they may have corresponded and be like, yeah, hey, you know, if you just stick around someplace long enough, that's how I got this job.
That's right.
I just hung around the studio, and they were like, hey, here's a microphone. And
hey, why don't you give it a shot?
Yeah, just,
you had talent. I spotted you 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Thank you, James. Yeah,
you,
look at that.
You didn't work here, but
he was the guy who recruited you, James?
No, he was. tell her your story. I don't know if she's ever heard your story of how you got here.
It was a long time ago. My story's boring. Really, I just talked to Andy. I had some experience with boards, and I was like, I just wanted to be like a part-time hobby.
Yeah.
And I didn't. I'm going to say this on the air. I didn't know we were hiring people off the streets to run the shows.
Stop it.
Well, he was a fan.
Yes, I remember.
He's a listener.
You're a listener. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so, man, look at you now.
He and Sofro had
your decision.
He and Sofro had a very similar path because Sofro was also just like a listener, and he reached out to Andy because we were losing Jack Grossman.
And, Pat, and we recently lost Process before that, and Mitch, you know, a little bit before that.
Yeah, I mean, it was like bang, 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 bang. Like, we lost a bunch of people all at once.
Had a so, reload.
Yeah, so
but
so
after being here 3 years, 3.5 years, whatever it's been, it's better for people who know the show to work here.
I mean, yes, it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I mean, for
it's
sure.
Better.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, and we're lucky and blessed to have James. So yeah, so that's how we're kicking off the show today. We're gonna have some fun as well. Let's throw some text here before we get to my next. We have some sound. Pat Kelsey was on with Maybin and Rummage today.
Ooh.
Also, an interesting story that Jeff Lightsey shared on Twitter, a recruiting story from Pat Kelsey that involves Maya Angelou and Coach K. So, yes.
He's going to be on with Ennis 2 today.
Oh, he's going to be on with Ennis 2.
Yeah, 4:30, 93.9 Ville.
Oh, there we go. But stick around here because we're going to talk at 4:30. Yeah. We're going to talk Kentucky defensive line. So, so for all the Louisville fans, stick around because we're going to talk about Kentucky's defensive line depth. So be ready for that conversation. All right, let's read some text here. Texter, who rode the coattails better, KP with Cal or Nolan Smith with Coach K? You got to say KP with Cal because
hell yeah,
like Nolan Smith might not ever work at Duke again. KP's going to work with Cal if he ever gets the opportunity.
It's a Stockholm syndrome.
It is. Hey, he's getting paid at like $1 million.
That is crazy, man. You've ever failed forward.
Highest paid assistant in the country.
That's egregious.
Yes.
That is egregious.
Yes.
Because what does he do? Like, what do you think his daily tasks are?
He goes on Hogs Plus.
Nothing. And we would have crushed him.
I think that's blocked on most.
We would have crushed him if he won 18 games both years.
Yeah, exactly.
He got
yes.
Like 4-8.
Bro,
instead of 4, yeah.
I want to fail forward like that in my life.
I do too.
Just once.
Yeah, I would like to just fall up.
Yeah.
Like just be, you did a terrible job here. Okay, here's a million dollar job. Yeah.
Just be around for the vibes.
Texter, this is my favorite talk show, hands down. Thank you,
yeah.
Texter. Appreciate it. Let's see here. This is more like sixth place. Okay. Little John's Arena, huh? What, isn't that the name of Clemson's Arena? You know, like Little John's Arena? Is that it, James? I believe so. Okay.
And
so
you were talking about UK and Clemson when they text in.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think the sixth place is referencing, I was like, I'd rather play Ole Miss than Arkansas.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. There we go.
Little John Arena. Did they give you crunk?
Exactly. It's either a reference to Little John the rapper or Little John from
the pawn shop.
Okay.
I forgot the pawn shop guy. I was getting ready to go Robin Hood. I mean, that's how musty I am. You're talking Little John the rapper. You're talking the pawn shop guy who I love, and then I'm going Robin Hood. here, Robin Hood, the story. Texter, will Strebel address the disbursement of Bush Light by Zach on Louis' show this morning?
Uh-oh.
All right, so what, Jay, what happened here? What?
Look,
why
I'm
is Zach?
I'm going to make it easier. You will not besmirch him, all right? Because it's Zach. So let's move on.
Okay. But was he taking shots at Bush Light?
I mean, I don't know.
No one is safe from Zach.
On its face, you know, like, it's Zach, so, you know.
Like, how
does
dare
he drink beer?
Well, apparently he does. He goes to Beer Fest.
Does he?
Yeah, he went to the Tailspin L Fest, and then on top of it, he goes to Third Street Dive all the time in karaoke.
I don't know if it's about the beer.
I mean, Zach, you go to Third Street Dive, Zach.
I'll find out what he said. I'll call him.
They have PBRs for like a dollar there. Stop it.
Quit acting better than us, Zach.
All right, text. I heard that, James.
I didn't see it over there.
I know you did.
You're killing me.
Texter, does Pig Man Strebel swim with his shirt off and dip his bare little piggy nippies in the cold water. Yes.
That was...
Thank you.
Artistic. That really painted a picture.
It did. Texter, Let It Coast Cookout Conference. Waffle House Big 12. Texter, Round Eddie stayed up all night on the houseboat until the owner and police showed up.
That's what I was imagining, too.
No, I was... No, I
just like fell asleep.
No, I just happened to meet someone there that was nice that had a houseboat. And we partied late into the night. He was like, instead of going home, y'all just want to stay on my houseboat.
And you did it? Like, you're throwing me over the edge of this.
Exactly. It's like, I'll stay on the houseboat.
That sounds like murder to me. You obviously have not been watching enough true crime.
Well, it does.
Yeah, just get on this boat.
Well, it's a group of us. And he was a mutual friend. It wasn't just like somebody that
we met this guy at the bar. I'm like, how are you not murdered?
No, it's a mutual friend. We didn't know that he would be there.
Oh.
And it was like, this is my friend, He has a houseboat, so the party moved to the houseboat. And then he was like, y'all just want to stay here. And we're like, hell yeah, I'll stay here. I don't want to worry about getting home. Or
sleeping on a houseboat is the best. It, like, you know, it's like rocking.
Yeah.
Very, like a baby.
Very soothing.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Very, very soothing. All right, one more text. Get him, Rick. That's right. I don't want any besmirchment of Busch Light right here. That's the official beer. Still waiting on a sponsorship. An official beer.
Of James Schriebel.
Of the round table. Okay, let's take a break. On the other end, we have some sound from Pat Kelsey. We'll discuss that. Also, what I have on my notes here. Oh, we'll talk about the Big 12 selling its name if we have time, and then the Blitz at 4 o'clock. Hey guys, if you're out there, you have feelings of decrease in libido, if you're putting on some weight, you're less productive at the gym, you're just not seeing the gains that you're used to, you have poor sleep, you wake up feeling tired, you fall asleep after dinner, you're watching Wheel of Fortune, you conk out, you have the brain fog, or even if you're having some emotional issues, you're sad, you're depressed, you're anxious, these are all signs of low testosterone. I'm not saying that it's all because of low testosterone, but these are common symptoms of low testosterone in men that are in their middle-aged years, okay? I've dealt with this myself personally. So what I did was I went to tristatemenshealth.com. I took the low T quiz on their website. It's only 10 questions, yes or no answers. It takes about 2 minutes. It doesn't take long at all. And at least you'll get a snapshot of perhaps where your testosterone is. And the next step for you is to schedule a consult with them, okay? It's a $99 consultation fee. It takes about 30 minutes. A licensed medical provider will review your test results. They'll test your PSA level, your testosterone level, and then they'll go ahead and tell you what you need to do. If you sign up for testosterone that day, okay, your appointment, the $99 consultation fee is waived. It's 100% for free, and you'll be happier, okay? Tri-State Men's Health now has 6 locations, Cincinnati, Dayton, 2 locations in Columbus, Ohio, and Louisville, Kentucky, right there off Breckenridge Lane and in Northern Kentucky, okay? The benefits, higher energy levels, better gains in the gym, you sleep better, waking up, feeling refreshed, no afternoon naps, more productive at work, no more brain fog, and your sex drive is back. No need to wait. Call them, 800-900-9654, or visit them at tristatemenshealth.com.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. We're in this together. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Dad did a little pop pop.
Oh, did he?
I think he ran over there
and pop pop to pop.
I don't know. I'll have to find out.
Did he sink a diggy?
What? I don't know.
Justin.
Yeah.
did he sink the boat that was going out there to take photos?
You just, that's even for you.
Welcome back to the Roundtable with Round Daddy. Now here's Round Daddy, James Strebel.
Oh, Mark Blankenbaker's got to keep Drew Deaner on his toes.
You got to love it.
Yes. Even Drew, I just love Drew. Even for you.
That disdain was just dripping off of that. That was cold-blooded.
Yeah, it was.
Even for you.
I like Chase whispering Justin.
Yeah, Justin. So yeah, alerting Justin Sofro to the sound. It's the Roundtable here on ESPN 680 105.7. We'll have the Blitz here in about 20 minutes. Ty Spalding and Cam Drummond. Cam Drummond, who is in Florida, he's at that big AAU with Mark Pope and Pat Kelsey and all the movers and shakers of college basketball. So we'll pick his brain, see who they're watching down there. But after the show, Soccer City on at 6 p.m. on ESPN 680 105.7. Join Jeff Milby and Benton Newman as the Boys in Purple continue to win, and they are on a roll right now. Okay, so we'll continue on here live. Liquor Barn Studios, 437-9680, UPS Jobs text line. Interact with us there. Tyler Griever just dropped an interview, full conversation with Mark Pope. There's a clip here, James. I'll listen to it during the break. I'll email it to you. We'll play it maybe like 4:30, but he has a long conference because he just did a long convo
with Pat Kelsey.
Griever's too.
Griever's been killing it.
Oh, yeah, he's making the round, so he's with Mark Pope, and I'll go ahead and bookmark that so I don't forget to send that to James. All right, so but Pat Kelsey, he's making his rounds too, and he's on with Maben and Rummage today. Before we get to any of that sound, Jeff Lightsey put out a sound last night or earlier today, one of the two, where Pat Kelsey talks about an interesting recruiting story. Okay, so it has to do with Maya Angelou, Coach K, and Ryan Kelly. You remember Ryan Kelly with the beard, beard, played for Duke? Yeah, okay. So here's a recruiting story from Pat Kelsey. Courtesy of Jeff Lightsey.
On the topic of recruiting, can you give me a quick one? Like I said, feel free to name a name or feel free to redact it. Can you give me a recruiting story where you just could give yourself a real pat on the back for like just like identifying and locking in, or maybe a recruiting story?
I think one recruiting story that was kind of funny is you might remember him, Ryan Kelly, and if this gets to him, he's going to get a chuckle and his mom's going to get a chuckle, but I recruited him forever and ever when I was at Wake Forest, and I mean we were probably 2 years in, and Coach K, you know, was at Duke at the time, and you know he had just won a gold medal, right? He had just coached Team USA to a gold medal. I think it was in China, and so obviously, I mean, great, great coach, and his star always shone really bright, but just coming off of a gold medal, they hadn't done as much with Ryan Kelly in the recruitment process, and he made a call from China after they won a gold medal to Ryan, and it kind of like it kind of put the brakes on our recruitment a little bit and broke my heart. But we brought Ryan to campus, and Maya Angelou, one of the greatest poets in the history of our country, was a part-time faculty member. She taught one class a semester at Wake Forest, and Ryan Kelly's mom was the headmaster at Ravenscroft School down in Raleigh, and she loved Maya Angelou's work.
Right.
And Maya Angelou had never met with a recruit before, but she's a faculty member, so she's allowed to. And somehow, some way, we were able to get a meeting with Maya Angelou, and I'm like, we're going to get this kid.
Right.
We walk in, and we're standing there in this room, and they look in. It's kind of dimly lit room, and we walk in. You can see her kind of like sitting facing the window away from us. And we walk in, and it's like real quiet. We're looking around, looking at each other like, well, what is going on? And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, she just like busts into this poem, and it's powerful and it's loud, and I look over and Ryan Kelly's mother is crying, and I'm like, we got this kid, it's stinking over. Maya Angelou, mom crying, Ryan Kelly. 3 days later, he committed to Duke. So, the happiest ending to the story.
You win
some, you win some, and you lose some.
Wow.
That reminds me of like when you're trying to explain your weird dream to somebody. Like that's what would happen.
It
like,
does sound...
on a recruiting visit. Oh, it's like Maya Angelou in a dark room turns around. What? That's one of the craziest things. I just imagined her like reading the "Mind and Why the Caged Bird Sings." Like,
yeah.
What?
It's Maya
also,
Angelou.
Y'all just got used. Like, they got to meet her, and you didn't get anything out in return.
I am curious what the poem was.
Me too.
Me too. Like, the mom was
I just
weeping.
I think they like snapped. Like it was a dark room. I'd imagine it to be just like really artsy.
Like beatnik artsy for the beatnik scene in the 50s and 60s. All right, so a couple of things that stood out to me in that sound. Number one, he says China like Trump.
Yes, we were both dying.
China.
Huge. It's gonna be huge.
He was in China. It's just China like Trump, number one. Number two, again, phenomenal story.
Unbelievable.
But Maben said, give me a recruiting story where you can pat yourself on the back. He lost him. He didn't play Wake Forest. He committed to Duke. Like, Pat Kelsey, what are you doing?
That's the question, owned yourself.
Exactly. It's a great story. Don't get me wrong. It's really cool. Maya Angelou, like you said, one of the greatest poets in the history of our country. I mean, she's like a poet laureate. She's given like the Presidential Medal of Freedom. She's spoken at inaugurations. I mean, she was like the person. RIP Maya Angelou, by the way.
RIP.
And you get her in there, and you're like, yeah, I got this locked up. Then all of a sudden, 3 days later, I'm sorry, but you can't. Even Maya Angelou cannot compete with a gold medal from Coach K.
Yeah, dude, that's embarrassing. I wouldn't have told anybody.
No, I never told anybody.
We resurrected,
especially on air. But like
F. Scott Fitzgerald from the dead. Still gonna choose Duke.
Exactly. Yes. I mean, you pick one you got.
Yeah,
I mean,
you got to pick a win.
Yeah, tell about when you recruited Chris Paul. You got Chris Paul
Hello.
To play. Right? Yeah, yeah. Give
Hello.
Me a Chris Paul recruitment story. Not losing Ryan Kelly, who, by the way, was he's all right for Duke. He wasn't like great. He's all right. He wasn't on like Grayson Allen level good for Duke. But yeah, so that what? Oh, the texter, Maya's poem to PK. Roses are red, violets are blue, Wake Forest is night, but we're going to Duke.
Stop.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. That was beautiful.
You should be the next poet laureate.
That's what I was just going to say.
of America. But yeah, funny story. But Pat Kelsey, come on now.
Yeah.
I mean,
and he just set the scene. I felt like I was there. How he was telling that story.
He's a good storyteller.
Like, dang, man.
I'll give him credit. The dude can tell
but
a story.
It feels like an ad lib, like a mad lib.
I mean, it does sound like a mad lib. Like, yeah. Maya Angelou.
Pick the most random person.
Popping out of a closet just in a dark room. And start spitting
Ernest
poetry.
Hemingway.
Yeah, Ernest Hemingway. All right.
Now we know Maya Angelou. I mean, we know Ryan Kelly's mother was crying because that convinced her to go to Duke.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like, what is this weirdness? What do we do? We came here to watch a basketball
I don't love
practice.
This anymore.
And here's Maya Angelou in a dark room. And she's probably crying for fear.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have any more sounds clip from that, that interview with Marcus Maben and Steve Rummage, James? We'll play a couple of these and then we'll take a break and hit to the blitz. So okay, what's give me whenever you're ready the context of whatever the piece of sound is there. Whenever you're, this is really sloppy. That's my fault.
We didn't have the tice that he wanted.
There we go.
So he didn't know if he wanted to play
to bridge the gap.
All right, this is PK on his first couple of months on the job.
All right, let's go.
I'm sorry, there's like a college tour in our front door.
I know.
Yeah, there
people,
is. Like all these people are walking past, like looking in. Staring
the
at us.
Happening
I've got
right
my
here.
Boy on today, so there's no confusion.
Yeah.
Go Cats!
You know
Bells
where you
down.
Are.
Like a tour guide, and she's like, "This is the elevator.
Right?
This is the elevator to Cardinal
Town." Think we got
Town.
Mentioned on the tour. And they were like, that
"No, it's been great. It's been a little bit of a hectic first, you know, 2.5 months, whatever it is. But you know, we love where things are. It's great to have our team here. We, you know, everybody is here at this point, and within the last couple days, the last couple guys have trickled in. Corin Johnson was on a quarter system at Washington, and as you know, they go far into June in terms of finishing their semester. So he was the last one to get here yesterday. So it's great to have everybody on the yard getting after it every single day.
All right, we'll do one more. Players arriving at campus, as we alluded to before the sound, all the players are starting to arrive at campus at U of L and UK. So let's see who's all on campus.
Yeah, I didn't mention Kenai because he got here the day before Corn. I just said Corn was the last one. But, yeah, getting Kenai here was great. You know, they're a little bit behind the rest of those guys in terms of the weight room introduction. Mm-hmm. It is one heck of an introduction. You guys have probably read some of the articles and have heard, you know, some of the talk about how important our strength coach is and Eli Foy and the process that those guys go through in that first month of summer school. And it's a huge priority for us, but those guys will catch up quickly.
All right, there we go. So everyone on campus, we're working out, we're getting things ready, and you know, there's just such limited time. Mm-hmm. You know, if either team could have been able to do one of these, you know, summer tournaments or summer, you know, travel like they did last year in Canada. Mm-hmm. Like, this would be a perfect time for either coach to be able to do one of those international trips and just see what they have and the guys playing together against someone other than themselves. I think both coaches could have benefited from that greatly.
Do you think coaches really don't know? Like, do they think they have an inkling when, of course, you're seeing them in practice, you've seen, you know, you can obviously analyze talent, but do you think it's ever like a huge surprise when the teams plays the first, you know, scrimmage or whatever against somebody else? Like, I wonder how surprised coaches really are.
That's a good, I mean, I think there have been a few instances, mm-hmm. you know, I'm just speaking from the Kentucky side of things, where, I mean, we've talked about this before, where, like, you hear old so-and-so's making great leaps in the summer, and, like, we've heard J.J. Trainer was doing this and that, and you take it with a grain of salt.
For sure.
Because when the season starts, a lot of times those guys, I mean, Cameron Fletcher was one.
Yeah.
When he was here, they're like, oh my gosh, he's gonna be a bigger player than we thought he would be. He's going to be more involved in the rotation. He hardly ever played.
Uh-huh.
And actually, like, left the team, like, for a little while, if you remember that.
Yes.
It was really bizarre.
Yeah.
So usually you take those with a grain of salt, but there have been a few that have come true, most recently Reed Sheppard.
I was just going to say that. And I was going to say, it is so funny because you hear about this all the time, like guys like Jacob Tubb, they're like, oh, he's just killing it in the summer. Why? Nobody believed the Reed Sheppard one.
Nobody did.
No one would buy into it. And he's been better than all of them.
And
he's been a better story.
It was Reed Sheppard comes to mind. Tyler Hero comes to mind. He was like, because you got to think, they were, I think the reason why, Anna, is because they were lower ranked than a lot of the other players that came in. You gotta think who Tyler Hero came in with and then who Reed Sheppard came in with.
Yeah.
And when they showed up, it was kinda like, oh my gosh, like these guys are as good as or better than the five stars. Yeah. And the other one was Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Oh my gosh.
Because he was a four star that flipped from Florida and he was like a lower ranked four star. He wasn't even in like the top, he's like in 40s or 50s.
Yeah.
And he comes in and I think the coach was like, holy bleep, like this dude is a stud. Like
we
lucked into this guy.
We just found
gold. Those are three off the top of my head that I remember scuttlebutt that actually came true.
Yeah. I hate to do the white guy sneakily athletic trope, but I think that it has been a big thing with Reed Sheppard. You just look at him and you know, you think of course like he's obviously athletic, but like to be the best at the combine, what was it? His vertical. That is crazy.
He and Rob Dillingham is viewed as the best ball handler. The best ball handler at the combine in the draft. And Reed Sheppard was the best shooter.
That's insane.
In the draft.
That's just crazy.
Both of those guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're going to go top five. Both of them are.
Didn't start.
You're still not bitter about that, are you, Anna?
It is like lodged in my heart the same way that 2015 loss to Wisconsin did. Like, I will never be not mad about it. I will never be not mad about it.
Because
it was just a slap in the face to anyone with eyes.
Yeah, if Cal would have been... See, the 2015 thing will never be forgiven no matter what.
No.
If Cal was just able just to get to the Elite Eight with that team, I don't think anyone would have talked about it. But he fumbled in the first game. So it's going to continue to be...
good position.
Yeah. It'll continue to be brought up and talked about.
Yeah.
And now he has DJ Wagner again, so he can start him all he wants.
Yeah. I was thinking about that texter. Who was it? Tuesday? What did they say? I mean, it's been bothering me because I thought about all these comebacks. It was like they were getting on me. They were like, okay, Cal, just the last 4 years have been bad. You know, it was a great first 10 years.
Yes.
I understand what you're saying by being at Final Fours and stuff, but losing to that Wisconsin team with the talent that you had is unforgivable.
It is unforgivable.
You weren't making the most out of what you had.
I agree.
Texter, so I'm still thinking about that.
I agree. I think that's probably the most egregious loss in his career.
It broke the man.
I think it broke him. I think it broke the fan base, uh-huh. even though we all tried to put on.
It killed me. Something had changed.
Everybody died that
deep
night
inside,
a little bit.
I promise you, yes.
I remember watching that game, and we had just had the twins. They were about almost a year old,
yeah.
okay, because they were born May 1st. So, yeah, they're almost a year old. They are still babies, and they were asleep. I'm watching that game, Anna. I'm, like, stomping my feet.
I believe it.
And Corey came in, and she's like, Don't you wake up those babies. I was like, all right, fine. So I had to sit there and see.
Just internalize.
In silence.
Hold the anchor.
And, like, I just remember just, the game was over, just walking straight outside to the back deck.
I would have walked right into a body of water.
I grabbed, like, a 12-pack and just walked outside.
Listen,
I was like, I'm done.
I was working that for CBS Sports just
oh,
as a
you
runner.
Were? Yeah,
thank
you were there.
God. Thank God. Because you're not really paying attention. You're there. I could not imagine if I had to watch that on, like, on a TV or really, even just from the stands at the fan. Like, I was busy doing things. Thank God. Or I don't think I would have made it.
Yeah.
I don't think.
It was embarrassing. It was absolutely embarrassing. Texter, 39-1 rig. Yes, thank you for reminding me. Texter, Wisconsin and Evansville are probably the top two worst losses.
Yeah.
Wisconsin, Evansville, St. Peter's, Robert Morris, Oakland. I mean, there's – oh, God, who else did they – I mean, they've lost at home to some bad teams.
Real bad.
Texter, what is Pope's bar for year one? Just make the tournament like Louisville? No. If we hired him to do what John Calipari couldn't do the last – 4 or 5 years, which is make the next week, the second weekend mm-hmm. of the NCAA tournament. You make yeah. the second weekend. That's what we got to do. Texter, Big Willie Style was out of that. I don't think. No, Willie Cauley Stein played in that game. He wasn't out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, he was out during the run to the championship against UConn, but he was full go in that game. He was not out. All right, let's take a break so we can start the blitz here on time. It's hot outside. It's going to be hotter tomorrow. My kids were in the pool when I left the house, Anna.
I was in the pool earlier today.
They're feeling good. I'll probably get in there later when I get home this evening. Going to be a lot of fun. It might be cool in the pool, but it might be hot in your house if you're having trouble with your AC unit. And if you are, call the people that I use and I trust as BJ Heating and Cooling. They're your factory authorized Bryant dealer. They teamed up with Bryant Ducks Equipment, and they'll do whatever it takes to make those rooms enjoyable again. They'll say those Bryant mini splits, if it's not like a full house fix, if it's just like a room that you can't keep cool, if it's above a garage or on an upper level of your house, you know how those can just get hot and stay hot. If you want to get one of those mini splits, it'll control that room and that room only. Give them a call today. Schedule your free estimate. They also do free second opinions. 0% financing for 3 years with approved credit. BJ Heating and Cooling, they're locally and family owned, celebrating over 40 years of servicing the fine folks here in Kentuckiana. Call the experts that you trust, that I trust. BJ Heating and Cooling, BJHeatCool.com.